Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. Someone starting Klal Lamadal Lamed Hey. Klal Lamadal Lamed Hey is the Malachas of Masartet and Memachik. The division of the Klal is the first Simen deals with Masartet, and the rest of the Simen deals with Memachik. The Malach of Masartet is the act of making a Sirtut, making a line which is used for the purpose of being a guiding, directing line in for the future use. So a person is, the most common example that we're familiar with is in the Sefer Torah. The Sefer makes lines which he uses for the writing of the Osiris of the Sefer Torah. And the more discusses the requirements for Sirtut, the process of having those lines over there. But anytime a person makes a guiding line, a person is going to be taking a piece of wood and cutting it, and he wants to make a guiding line to cut in the proper place. The person, the example which was in the Mishkan, the Chayyadim will say, is that they would, before they would cut the Oros, they would mark off where they're supposed to cut, like any good craftsman. So we look at the creation of this guiding, this guide, as a melacha independently of the melacha of being mechatech, of cutting it to size, which is going to be klal lamed vav, the melacha of mechatech. So let's see the chayyadim inside. Because you write a lachtuch or a niyar or shar devarim, the person wants to cut something, and he wants to do it with precision. So mastarte tchila, kesheichaben chitucha, he's going to make a marking beforehand, in order to make sure that the act of cutting is precise. A person makes a line not for the purpose of cutting, but the purpose of writing. So the shear for the chiyuv is enough of a marking which is long enough, which will allow him to write two letters. The shear for the malach of chesiv, we will see the malach of chesiv, the shear is two osiyos. A person writes two letters on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Even one letter is also chas asher also in the Torah. Writing two letters is a shir for chiyuv. Person would do that b'shogeg. He has to make a karmah chatas. So the shir for sirtut, the act of preparing for that ksiva, is also a sirtut, which is large enough to allow him to write two letters. Already is chayiv. Even less than that is going to be asher. Person will be doing it for the purpose of creating this guide. Just even for one letter, would be Aser, the Shifra Chiyav is two. Ken Chorosha Eitzim. So they gave the example of cutting leather, is the first example. Now gives the example of a carpenter. Shemavirin Chutz Shal Sikra. They make a red mark. Agabi Akara Kadeshi Nasir Beshava. So make the mark on the beam, on the wood, that it should be cut straight. He's going to make this type of a marking. So the Chayyadim adds it over here that Mesirtus can be done with making some type of an impression in the item. So a person takes a blunt instrument like we have in the Sefer Torah. A person takes a blunt instrument and makes a indentation in the cloth. A person goes to a piece of wood and presses into the wood. So that's going to be one type of sirtut, and that's going to be chayiv. Or a person takes a pen and draws a line on the piece of wood he's going to cut. That's going to be another type of sirtut. So whether it's bitseva, whether it's not bitseva, a person does sirtut, a person is going to be chayiv. So that is the concept of them. That's the foundation of the Malacha of Masartet. The question is, what are some modern examples which would be relevant to us? And the next question is, person's making a marking on a piece of cake. He has a cake and he wants to cut into pieces. So he makes a line before he starts to be able to cut it fairly, divide the portions properly. So he's doing a sirtut for the purpose of allowing a cut Does that go under the umbrella of the Malacha of Masarat Teter or not? So Rebbe Hashem will clarify these points in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.